It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's Evan and Tiki on this Monday afternoon. The red-hot, grimacing Mets, the suddenly ice-cold Yankees, and you at 888-808-1019. Our friend Evan Roberts is still currently sitting in a courthouse somewhere as an alternate juror because he's the only man in the entertainment business who couldn't figure out how to get out of it. Tiki, good afternoon to you. How are you?
All I can do is shake my head, Sean.
Oh, boy.
We were deemed essential workers during COVID. We were allowed to come in, even though most of us did it remotely. And now, because jury duty, Evan does not want to be an essential worker.
It's
he would rather sit and judge with a jury of his, with a group of his peers, someone or a corporation. I don't actually know what his case
we
is.
We have no idea.
He's trying to do his civic duty, so we'll let him do his civic duty. And we'll talk about his Mets instead.
Yeah, exactly. So we are here for the next 4 hours plus until a Lugauer. At some point, Evan, I think, is going to grace us with his presence when court is dismissed for the day. But I think this is the plan for the foreseeable future until Evan's case
is over.
Right,
that's the problem. We have no idea when he's going to be available.
Yes, exactly. It is so perfect. But even more perfect because it is a day today as the Mets get prepared for the Texas Rangers that is the ultimate Evan Roberts day. The season feels as back on as ever. Lugie's power of positivity has worked. The Mets currently sit at 33-37. They have not lost since Grimace threw out the first pitch. More on that later on the Cinco de 5-0. And it is hard not to, if you're a Mets fan, feel like, even with you being four games under 500, that you get a summer back of baseball, at least temporarily, because we were steamrolling a couple weeks ago towards Tiki, feeling like, you know what, this was a lost summer, count us down till Jet Giant training camp if you were a Met fan, and this really stunk. But baseball, by instituting this last wild card, Tiki, they're getting exactly what they want, more fan bases feeling like they're involved, and it's going to take a lot now to make a Met fan feel like they're
right. I feel like the Mets, all of a sudden, and it feels like, because, you know, when you have these series over the weekends, It feels like it happens really quick.
Right.
Even though it's because we're not working. We're just kind of lazing around. It happened to be Father's Day, so you probably had some beverages Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So the weekend goes really quick. And then if you're kind of just listening in the background or are barely paying attention, you're like, wait, the Mets won again and again and again? And then all of a sudden, this weekend becomes a five-game, if you go back into last week, a five-game win streak for the Mets. And it's like they're exciting again.
And
again, they're not 500 yet.
No.
And they're still a game and a half behind. There's five teams above them, you say, but they can catch that easily because there were seven teams going into the weekend. Right. But all of a sudden, the Mets feel like you want to pay attention now. Like you want to see why this is happening. You want to laud the J.D. Martinez's of the world who's been on fire the last couple of days. And the Francisco Lindors and the Nimmo. Like you just want to laud everybody. Whereas 2 weeks ago, you were ready to just say, they can't win. They're going to find a way to lose. And so that's baseball. Like that's the beauty of baseball. You play every day. In football, you don't get this. Because you have a horrible outing. You got to wait 7 days, or maybe it's 5 days if you play out whatever it is.
It's 10 days if you play bad on Thursday.
Right. You got to wait almost a week just to make your fans feel better. Whereas in baseball, It's immediate. I mean, look how many people came to the game on Sunday, yeah, or Saturday and Sunday.
The crowd's back. They didn't need a Hello Kitty doll this weekend. No, you're right. It's incredible. And before we get into whether or not the Mets and even their fans should fully buy in, because I have some stats that are going to be really, I think, on the negative side for Met fans. The truth is, why? Why and how have the Mets gotten back into it? Right off the bat, let's start with Edwin Diaz.
Right.
He feels like he has his confidence back. Even if the stuff isn't like 100% trumpet sounding unbelievable like last year, the mental aspect of Edwin Diaz feels like it has to be back. And the idea of getting Lindor and Alonso hitting on all cylinders, the way they start a game yesterday, down 1-0, no problem, boom, the big hitters come up to bat. And like you alluded to, J.D. Martinez, exactly why he's brought in here, to kind of be that third wheel to those two guys. And he had no spring training, took him a while to get going. And, of course, the return of Francisco Alvarez, who is a huge cog, and every time he's in the lineup, he's kind of like the OG Anunoby to the Knicks. The Mets win,
yeah,
when Francisco Alvarez is playing.
Yeah, I think this is where you give credit to the organization, in particular, Carlos Mendoza, because it would have been easy to get alarmist early in the season and start making serious lineup changes, quitting on guys. You know, I know they did it with Jeff McNeil for a little bit, but now Jeff McNeil is right back in the middle of everything, and he's actually doing good things with his glove on the defensive side of the equation here. But it would have been really easy to just say, I'm new here, I don't like what's happening, I'm moving everything around, right, and then ultimately some of you guys, sorry, you're just, right, not going to be here. They've stayed the course, and I think you can do that, and I give Mindy credit, but I think you can do that when you know that Francisco Lindor is a good player.
Right.
Pete Alonso is a good player. Jeff McNeil's a good player. Brandon Nimmo is a good player. Like, all these guys we know are good players. They just have been, they've been playing down to the mean, and so, or below the mean, actually. And so I think that, right, you give credit where credit is due, but it's kind of like, it's about time. It's about damn time,
yeah,
that you started playing like you're supposed to be playing, and it makes them exciting all of a sudden, because for 2 weeks, we wanted to give up on them. You just wanted to say,
how could you not?
Let's just give us a reason not to talk about you. Now, all of a sudden, you can't help but talk about them.
And if this was 5 years ago, Tiki, you know what we would have done? We would have definitely given up on the Mets, because the rules of baseball and the playoff picture was completely different.
Right. It'd be done already.
And this is exactly what Major League Baseball envisioned and had in mind when, let's face it, there was a bit of a TV grab. More teams mean more playoff games, mm-hmm, and clearly that's more money in the owners' pockets. But also, baseball has become, and you know this from doing national, right, radio like I did before we came over here, right? It's such a regionalized sport. It is not a sport that you focus on a national, no, level. It's about market to market. And the more markets that get eliminated, or feel like they're eliminated, the more people check out on baseball. And now the idea that there's six teams in each league that make the playoffs. And much like in the NFL, where you might look around and go, how is a 7-9 team alive for the playoffs? Well, that's the version of what you're getting with the Mets. And they shouldn't apologize to anybody for that. Baseball's rules in the new playoff picture allowed the Mets to survive what was an terribly ugly start, the long IL stint for Francisco Alvarez, and now they're back. But to be fully back, Tiki, the Met fan will lean on at 888-808-1019. The past couple of years, having examples of surprise teams go to the playoffs, mm-hmm, and then, dare I say, make playoff runs.
Yes.
What are the two teams we always hear about? Last year's Diamondbacks and the 2022 Phillies. So old Uncle Shawnee cracked his knuckles in and said, well, all right, well, how does this Met team really compare? To believe in the 2024 Mets as a true playoff team, and you should not apologize.
And this is based on Diamondbacks and
Phillies.
And based on the Phillies from the last couple, yeah, of seasons.
On June 17th of 2024, the Mets currently sit at 33-37, a game and a half out of the last wild card. However, only two teams still worse than them. And then,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
National League, think about that. There's still, it's not like they climbed two, they jumped three other teams. Yeah. Now, it's tightened up. They're a game and a half out. That's how crazy it is. But only two teams are worse than them in the National League. 33-37, which is nuts.
That's nuts.
But and by the way, baseball probably loves it.
But so to your baseball point real quick before you continue, yeah. this is what they needed to prevent. Too many teams at this point, mid-June, were basically quitting on the season.
Yeah. They hadn't even popped fireworks nights yet.
They were just like, all right, we're done. Right. Who can we get rid of? Hey, I know we love you, XYZ, star, but guess what? You're someone else, you know, come the trade deadline at the end of July. So it forces teams to have to wait before they start selling off and just quitting on the season. That is actually a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's healthy for baseball. And again, you should not apologize if you're one of these teams. But 2 years ago, people bring up the Phillies, and they went on a magical run. Of course, we know World Series, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
On this date, when everybody thought they were dead and buried, the Phillies were still 35-31. So, okay, they were four games over. The Mets are four games under. All right, two less wins the Mets have.
And they needed to get healthy. Bryce Harper had to come back.
No, they had a lot of problems. Fired a manager and everything. They had... seven teams in the National League behind them on this date. So that Philly team that everybody points to, think about that. Two teams behind the Mets, seven teams behind them, and we're still four games over. The Diamondbacks, who I know were a surprise all year, they really, if everybody remembers, were not a team that got off to a slow start. They hit a midsummer swoon to go down. So they were actually on this date last year, the Diamondbacks, 43-28.
Wow.
So I say that to say, if you are going to be a believer in this Met run, five straight wins, and believe that it's more than just a little mini hot streak, that this team has found itself, Alvarez back, the whole deal, to believe in that would mean that you believe that this Met team would have to feel more magical of a playoff team than the Diamondbacks of last year and the Phillies the year before.
Who started the year well.
Right. And the Phillies who didn't start the year well, but still at this point were four games over 500. So do you have the guts and the guile and the power of positivity that Lugie's alluded to look at this Met team and go, I believe, and not only do I believe, they will be the next story written about that whenever, we could be the Diamondbacks, Lindor talked about, we could be the Phillies. Will a team look back and go, we could be the 2024 New York Mets four games under? Lugie, the power of positivity.
It sounds like you're not. Sean.
I'm not.
Like you're telling everyone, yes, that story with the Diamondbacks was amazing. The story with the Phillies was even better. But the Mets are not that.
You kind of read right through me.
They are not what we saw over the last couple of years. Simply because of the circumstance. I mean, I think it's easy to forget circumstance. Right, it's easy to forget. Oh, wait, the Diamondbacks actually started pretty well last year.
Yeah.
And they went through a swoon. Oh yeah, the Phillies stunk early, and they fired Girardi
Rob Thompson.
Thompson. Yeah, they hired Thompson, and while it didn't immediately make an impact, ultimately the clubhouse got better, right? Because that was the issue. The clubhouse got better, and then Bryce Harper got healthy. The Mets aren't going through any of those things.
No, they're not.
Right? They got a brand new skip, and the only thing you can point to in the clubhouse is that the stars are underperforming.
Yeah. And losing Alvarez hurt, but nonetheless, yes.
The losing start, Alvarez hurt.
But Alonso Lindor not clicking. Diaz, right.
So, I mean, essentially you're saying those great stories that happened the last couple of years, teams pushing and getting to the World Series, the Mets aren't even close to that.
I don't want to be the one.
And if they do it, it's got to be even more epic than the Phillies
exactly.
and the Diamondbacks.
Exactly. And that's why I can't wrap my head around it. Believe me, I don't. This is a day that all Met fans should be pumping their chest, thumped up that the season is back. And again, they owe nobody an apology for the way the baseball playoff system is structured. However, sometimes five-game winning streaks in a baseball 162 season are just that. They're five-game win streaks. And then to the idea that the Mets are going to have to continue to play over there, think about how many games they got to win in a row just to get back to 500 before we're figuring that out. Another four in a row just to get there.
That would be nine.
And then hold that water. I believe, and I look around, this is the most fun part of the Mets season you will see all year. And I think starting with Texas tonight and next week the Yankees in between Chicago.
If they I don't want to say they sweep the Texas Rangers, but if they win the series, then you have to start buying into this team is now just better than it was.
What are the real
2
Mets?
2 weeks ago.
Will it be that team or the team 4 weeks ago?
Right. And so I just believe that the optimism, they're fun to watch. They're fun to pay attention to now. By the way, they were always fun to watch in a kind of morbid way because you knew they would get a lead. You knew they'd be up by 3 or 2 or whatever the situation was.
And they were, dare I say, the Rory McIlroy of baseball.
They exactly were Rory McIlroy. Hey, man, you're going to get close to winning this thing,
right,
and then you're just going to do whatever all over yourself. So I feel like this Mets team has always been interesting, but now they're interesting for fun reasons because they're winning. And J.D. Martinez is raking, and he's clutch. And Pete Alonso, even though he was hitless for, 5 games or whatever it was, or maybe he had 1 hit in 5 games, he came up big yesterday as well. So this team is just fun and interesting, but not believable all the time.
So back in the day when I was younger and I used to listen to WFAN Tiki, we would always get the mic in the middle that would read the missive statement that George Steinbrenner would issue after either big or lousy Yankee moments. And I feel like that's that moment for Lugie right now. He has been the first one on the Met train, even more than Evan Roberts on the positivity. I think we need the official off a 3-game sweep of the Padres missive statement from Lugie before we get to the calls at 888-808-1019.
Before I make my statement, Sean, your little notes there on the Diamondbacks on the Phillies, you wasted paper and ink. And frankly, I'm holding you in contempt. That has nothing to do with the Mets situation right now. What matters is this, and my fellow Met fans, the power of positivity ever since I've been banging the drum, telling you to be positive, telling you not to be toxic, telling you to be not negative. And even though Evan accused me of being on Steve Cohen's payroll, by the way, wish I was, but I'm not because I could use a little couple extra bucks in my pocket. I'm not on the payroll. I just woke up one day and decided, you know what? It's time to be positive. It's not time to be negative. This franchise has too much negativity around it. You sweep the Nationals. You split with the Phillies. You lose 1 game to the Marlins and everybody wants to start getting negative again. I said it was a minor setback. Mm-hmm. You win 2 against the Marlins. You take the series.
Just some jet lag.
Little jet lag. Yeah, maybe they didn't get a nap on the flight. And then you sweep the Padres and everything is coming together. The power of positivity. The team meeting. Alvarez coming back. Grimace. All those things. J.D. Martinez eating up. Things are positive. Things are looking up for the Mets. What are they, 2 back now from a wild card spot? Game and a half. Win those series. Keep the train moving. Everything is positive. Positive vibes all around.
Well, there's your statement, Met fans. 888-808-1019. Philip is in Jamaica, Queens. Philip, you're on Evan and Tiki. What's up?
Hello. Thank you for taking my phone call. And Tiki, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and that'll be a great day in football.
But I want
to talk about...
Amen.
I want to talk about the Mets, and I want to talk about, have you noticed the Mets gotten this hot streak, and they were missing a player, and I don't think people realize how important this player. That's Francisco Alvarez.
Oh, of course.
He controls the pitching staff, and my question is, how much of an impact do you think Francisco Alvarez has on the Mets?
I think it's obvious how much of an impact. First of all, we remember this from a year ago, his work ethic is unbelievable. Because when he came up, everybody was, thinking that he was going to be this power-hitting catcher.
Yeah.
But his defense needed work.
Of course.
Right? That he wouldn't be able to call games as effectively as a veteran, Nito or whoever it was, could call games.
And at that time, with a veteran staff.
Right.
You know, Scherzer alike.
Scherzer and Verlander, etc. He was amazing with those guys. I mean, there were points of last season where you'd see him basically controlling the pitcher's emotion by calling a timeout, right? Walking out to the mound, calming him down, his defense in front, blocking things in the dirt.
Yeah, his intangibles behind the plate.
He's throwing guys out. Right? So you knew his work ethic, what it was, simply from watching him as a rookie. And then this year, you come to expect that again. Now, he's important. But they have a combo because Luis Torrens has been unbelievable as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Defensively and offensively. Just they have 2 clutch options behind the dish. And look, I don't know.
What a find, by the way.
Right. I don't know if Francisco Alvarez is like that clubhouse leader. I don't know if he's this rah-rah guy. But there are certain players that just do it by how they act. right, and how they work. And he's definitely one of those guys.
I'm tired of that, too. You should be allowed to be a really good player and not have to be thrust on to have this leadership role, something like that. If that's not what Alvarez is, that's fine.
Right, just go play hard.
Go play hard. They're 15-6 this year when Francisco Alvarez plays baseball. Mm. That is an undeniable stat. He is that important. The lineup looks so much lengthier. Now, Torrens has been hitting, too, when he's been playing.
Right.
But the lineup looks so much lengthier when he is in there. He is an absolute positive cog, and one that we knew. Think about the last time the Mets were rolling. Went out right before Alvarez got hurt. They were playing great out west, that Dodgers series. He goes down, and when did everything sink for this team? The moment Alvarez was on the IL. That's how important. So while we all claw for the back of the baseball card with Alonso and Lindor, well, notice how they've gotten going here since Alvarez has returned as well. Danny and Roslyn. Hey. Danny, what's up?
Hi. How are you, Logie?
Oh, this is Sean.
I'm listening to you. And, the positivity is a great thing. I'm looking at the standings. And, listen, I mean, the Mets, all they got to do is get even with some of those teams. And they'll outplay them probably over the next 90 games in order to get that third wild card. Which I can't stand, by the way, the third wild card. To me, seeing the Diamondbacks in the World Series last year, losing to a team that wasn't even that good either.
Yeah.
I couldn't tolerate it.
Well, Danny, will you tolerate it if it's the Mets that somehow ended up in a World Series?
Well, here's the embarrassing part of it, vis-a-vis the Mets. When you think about it, why is the third, what is the reason behind the third wild card?
Money.
It's partly money, but
let's be more specific.
Go ahead.
Let's say that it was to create interest for teams who had no chance from the beginning of the year at seeing a playoff spot. And it keeps the fans engaged, and obviously that relates
to money. But you make the playoffs, anything can happen, though, right?
One second, Logie. One second.
That's key.
You think
definitely
they have
right.
The Mets? Do the Mets fall into that category of teams with their highest payroll in the game and in a big market?
Yeah.
That they have to, this is what they're looking for, this is their goal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I get what you're saying. No, I got
The Mets were not what they were looking at when they said, let's get a third wild card.
Yeah, the Mets are not the example that Major League Baseball wanted when they instituted the third wild card. That is a team that doesn't have the payroll.
Royals.
The team that maybe doesn't have the good enough cachet of players to be in the postseason. You know what? We're just going to throw you a little bone.
Right.
You're going to get some playoff revenue.
Yeah.
You're gonna get some
make good on not having a salary cap in the sport.
You're gonna have some more excitement from the fan base because you're in quote unquote in the postseason. The Mets aren't that.
Right.
The Mets are supposed to be in the postseason because they spend $300 million a year and their luxury, taxes is massive. They should be in the playoffs because they should be in the playoffs. So I hear what he's saying, but dude, as a Met, you gotta just take what you can get right now. Right, you put yourself in a hole. You dug a huge one, and now you're slowly trying to climb out of it. Take it, even if it's not what Major League Baseball intended when they put the extra wild card team in.
Will the Mets make a run, or is this the best baseball we will see of the Mets all year? We'll continue to take your calls at 888-808-1019. Monitor Evan's situation at jury duty. And, of course, discuss whether a fast food mascot is what sparked this run in the first place. But I'm not to fly my kite on. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Evan still in a courtroom somewhere. Jury duty. So you got Sean Moore, Ash, and Tiki Barber here. We're going to speak with Bob Papa, the voice of the New York Giants, coming up in a couple hours. As Thursday night is Giants 100, a night with legends. June 20th at the theater at MSG. Visit giants.com/100 or go to Ticketmaster for more information.
I'll be there. A lot of bats will be there. Coughlin will be there. Pretty sure Eli will be there.
According to this, Eli, Lawrence Taylor, Phil Simms, Harry Carson, Tom Coughlin, Bill Parcells, and some weirdo named Tiki Barber will all be there.
Stop it.
Yeah. I'll say this. If Coughlin's there, Tiki, you better be 15 minutes early, just to be safe.
Wow. No, actually, I'm going to be like 3 hours early. You know why? Because on Thursday, guess who's playing a Yankee game? And we have a short
show. That's right.
So our show will be off air at 4:30. I'll go right to MSG. I'll be there like 2 hours early.
How great would that be? Tiki beats Coughlin to the Giants 100 event. So good.
Where you been, Coach?
Will you talk to Coughlin?
Yeah, I'll try to.
All right. Will you make the first approach?
I mean, yeah. I haven't seen him in years. Like, years.
Have you seen him since you last played?
I mean, I was at the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, But I don't remember seeing him at the Super Bowl because I didn't go in the locker room afterwards. I was on the field, but he was up on the dais, and I was doing interviews for the Today Show. And then I was outside the locker room. I did Eli. Then I had to log my piece. I don't think I've seen him.
Wow. Wow. So there you go. If you want tickets, the first time is Teague has seen Coughlin, basically since the night Tyree caught a ball. Okay, so there you go. Right. All right, back to your calls on the Mets. 888-808-1019. Chris in Staten Island. Chris, what's up? You're on the Fan.
How you doing, guys? Tiki, it's an absolute honor to speak to you.
Thank you,
been
man.
Following your career forever. I'm actually a Buffalo Bills fan, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It anyway.
Is. Forgive you.
Yes. The reason why I'm calling, the last five games, this five-game winning streak, I'm taking complete and utter credit for it. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year, I pushed my chips all in. I'm a diehard Mets fan. I bleed blue and orange. Every year, I suffer from the same affliction I like to call Metsomnia. So I watch the games. I stay up till 10:30. However, win, lose, or draw, I watch them. And I follow them, and they did great. And then they started not to do so great. And I was like, you know what? I can't handle this aggravation. I got to get up at 4 a.m. I can't deal with this anymore. And I walked away.
And then they started
doing really well.
You stopped watching. Is that what you're saying?
My blood pressure couldn't handle the aggravation. Neither could my wife, who was laying down next to me. So I had to step away from my own health. I stepped away. And then they started doing well again. I see on SportsCenter that, oh, they came back. That's great. And then I started to watch again. And guess what happened? They became the dancing frog. So every time I watched them, ribbit.
Right.
And when I walked, hello, my baby. Hello, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And every time I stopped watching, they started doing well. So guess what I started doing for these last five games? I stopped watching.
No. You even DVR?
So I'm going... No, I get highlights. I watch SportsCenter. I keep an eye on them. I always love them. But I think for everyone's own good, I need to stop watching.
All right, well, Chris, before you take total credit, how many games in a row losing would it take while you're not watching to get back in and be like, I'm not the problem?
I would have to go 500 myself. But if they go on a five-game losing streak, maybe I'll come back.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, Chris in Staten Island looking to take some bows with his blood pressure and company. I mean, look, that's a very self-serving call. Mm. There's no doubt about it. There's no other way to put it. The opposite of Loogie with the power of positivity. He thinks just by not watching.
Yeah. I can understand how you think like that. If you're a diehard fan of somebody.
Right.
So my fandom is very weird because I grew up in Virginia. So obviously I grew up a Washington fan football team.
Right.
But my loyalty changed, obviously, when I got drafted by the Giants.
Yeah. So you embraced being a New Yorker.
Right. So I necessarily became a New York fan and a Giant fan. But it's not my original fandom. You know, it's like the original fandom is the only one that you're going to have like stupid passion for. Like
to the point of a ridiculous bother you.
You're going to get emotionally disturbed by it. So I didn't have that with baseball at all. Because I kind of just became a Yankee fan because I knew some of the Yankees.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, I love this team. It was just like, oh, I like, dude's a cool dude. CeCe's a great kid.
That's your allegiance more than anything.
It's more my allegiance to some of the players, and they happen to be a good team. Basketball, I never really became a fan of anybody. The only team I became like original fandom with was Liverpool, and that's European soccer. And what he's talking about is exactly how I watch some of the Liverpool or not watch some of the Liverpool games.
You step away if they're losing?
100%. I'll step away and I'll wait for the update on my phone.
I don't like that. What you two do
I'm
there.
Once they score a goal or something goes in their favor, I'll turn it back on.
You've seen me sick to my stomach after some of my team's losses.
That's just how my fandom works. So I get what he's saying. Some people just don't want to watch the bad. Like they don't want to be subjected to the bad.
I think it takes a lot of being really, really bad for me to... Like, for instance, let's be real. Last September when the Yankees were dead and buried and then Dominguez got hurt those last couple of weeks. Granted, football was a distraction. That was like the only rare point in time as a Yankee fan where I basically was like, I don't need to watch nine innings of Yankee baseball.
Right.
Which was ironic because we were working here at the time. We weren't talking much Yankees at
the time.
We
didn't talk about them at all.
At all. That, it takes an extreme amount of knowing my season's actually dead before I walk away and go, I could do something else with my time. I can't. Like, in the middle of this, the Mets season isn't dead. To walk away and say because they win when I'm not watching, I can't buy into that.
No, the Mets, I mean, as bad as they have been and as tough as those blown leads in the eighth inning and later have been this year, because we know without them they'd be over 500 at this point. As tough as those have been, it hasn't felt terminal. It felt like this team is washed and they're done and there's no chance. And now they're proving it. And part of it's because of Lindor. A lot of it's J.D. Martinez. But it's also because I think sometimes you just got to find yourself. Like, you got to find, like, we would, if we asked this question 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, what's the identity of the New York Mets? I wouldn't have given you an answer.
Right.
Like, in 2022, you could. You know what the identity is? Get a lead, and Edwin Diaz is gonna hold it. He's going to dominate. Right? You don't have to be great. Just get a lead, and the bullpen's going to hold it, led by Edwin Diaz. Now, you look at this Met team, and it's like, what's their identity?
I don't think we still know.
Well, interestingly, it's kind of becoming J.D. Martinez.
Oh, okay.
Right? It's becoming who's going to be clutch for you today.
Yeah.
And some of that is Lindor, obviously, because he's been unbelievable since he's the last 25 games, and since he's been leadoff, I think it's 27 games, he's been in the leadoff spot. He's been great, hitting over 300 or close to 300. But it's clutch J.D. Martinez. And it's so their identity is becoming a clutchness by certain guys, which I think is not something you can always rely upon, but at least it's something.
And
I think for a long time, there wasn't anything.
Maybe this leads them to what eventually will be their identity, a temporary identity, if you will. Tom and Comac. Tom, what's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? I just find it ironic how you're going to judge that Mets fan for stop watching the games and, you know, it's leading to some victories when you literally said you were going to lead the Rangers to victory in Game 5 because you took them.
Well, look, Tom, let's be real. Nobody in the team was stepping up, and I wasn't not watching the games. I didn't take credit on the ice, but somebody had to guarantee victory.
Tom, you know why that failed, right?
Tell me why.
Because he went and watched it in a suite.
I got bougie.
He got bougie. He didn't go blue collar. He got his. He spent $600 on a ticket.
Yeah,
and then absconded to a suite to be with the high society people.
I elected for prime rib and free Modelo.
I agree more. It's got to be up in the nosebleeds. Come on,
right, Tom. Exactly right.
All right. Thanks for the ridicule, Tom. How many weeks in a row are we going to do the Ranger elimination on me?
Dude, I think you're stuck with that.
Yeah. By the way, Tom, Loogie, way to put that through on the call screener there. I didn't see exactly the guy wanted to hammer me there, huh?
Well, sometimes
protect me a little bit?
Sometimes I reveal some secrets. Sometimes I sandbag the host. It always makes good radio either way.
Sandbagged it is. John and Maspeth. John, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good,
you know,
guys.
For the record, what I'm about to say, you know, first off, I'm a Yankee fan, right? And like many Yankee fans this past weekend, we finally heard from our friends who are Mets fans. Their season's alive. They won 9 of the last 11. They're a game and a half back in a wild card, right?
Yep.
I just want to say to all these Mets fans that are all of a sudden coming out of the woodwork, good luck, because it's just false hope. Because right now is the best you guys have played all season. Right now will be the best you guys play all season. I hope you guys burn some of your prospects and buy at the trade deadline, because you guys are not making the playoffs. Everyone's ahead of you in the wild card standings. Your last 2 weeks of the season is a gauntlet where you got two series against the Phillies, a series against the Braves, and a series against Milwaukee, who's the leader in NL Central. You guys aren't going to do any damage in those last 2 weeks. You guys are probably go about 3-12 in the last two weeks.
Wow.
And lose all your false hope. Sell everybody while you can. Don't get this false hope.
John.
Keep us sticking to the script where you're just playing the young players this year. Sell who you can at the deadline. Stick to the script. Don't let this false hope get to you.
John,
y'all ain't going nowhere.
John, real quickly before we let you go, are you a Yankee fan?
I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
Okay, so you took the time to call with these Met thoughts. Loogie, do you have anything you'd like to say to John?
I have a lot to say to John.
All right, John, hang in there.
By the way, you planning a trip to Vegas because you're such a pontificator and you could see the future because you could tell me what the Mets are going to do with the last 2 weeks of the season. Why? That's number one. Number two, they're playing well right now. You said they have all these teams in front of them.
Are any of those teams
better than the Mets? Answer the question first. Are any of those teams better than the Mets? Answer
the
question
so far
first.
Has funded about half
Edwin
my
Diaz
daughter's
is back.
College
Edwin, Edwin Diaz is back. Look great, and the bullpen's been better. Next,
Edwin Diaz is back.
Next.
No, Edwin Diaz will be back when he blows three games.
How's Clay Holmes handling that, by the way? Number one. Number two, Edwin Diaz looked great in his first start.
Clay Holmes. You wish you had Clay Holmes on your team.
John,
you
answer my first question.
I would rather
are the teams in front of the Mets better?
John, Edwin Diaz.
John, answer my first question.
Go ahead,
the teams that the Mets are competing for that final wild card spot, are they better than the Mets? No. The answer is no. They're not. The Mets are just as good as any of those teams. The Mets are on a roll. The Mets are stacking series. So you're here to rain on the parade because we didn't talk about your team for 35 minutes.
The Marlins.
They split with the Phillies and swept the Padres, who are above 500. Next.
Oh, swept the Padres. Give me a break. Come on, man.
What do you mean give me a break? Because I got news for you, Johnny. No, because if they would have gotten swept, John and his constituents would have called it and said, same old Mets, LOL, trade everybody. You stink. Go kick rocks, bro.
All right, well, so you're in the anti-trade anything at this point.
No, absolutely, Teak. And I want to say this. I think a lot of people came into this season thinking the Mets were punting, and I think there's a lot of fans of the Mets that want to trade the core players.
They were never punting. This was all evaluation. Now, if they evaluated their way to a wild card spot, because you knew they weren't winning the division, but if they evaluated some of these young players actually started to or kept performing like Francisco Alvarez or Beatty, who obviously is not. But if they started to and they got into the postseason, it's all gravy. I think the challenge with the Mets in the David Stearns era is what's the goal? What are you actually trying to do? I think they're trying to get to the postseason, but are you gonna give away any of your farm that you've spent so much effort and getting rid of Verlander and Scherzer and buying basically this farm system, are you going to give that away now? You can't. And so they're in like this stuck spot where nothing they do is going to be right. You know what I mean? So the only thing they can do is hope that the guys that are here right now can figure out, like they have over the last 5 days, how to win tight games. And that's what they've started to do. So you give them credit. They're fun. They're interesting. But it doesn't mean that they're any good. That's the challenge.
Yeah. They're mid, and there's nothing wrong with being mid in today's baseball. Now, can I take issue with John? I'm going to defend you for a second, Loogie. I want to give Met fans credit. I'm going to give Met fans credit as a Yankee fan because you know what I haven't seen, Tiki, through the last 5-game win streak or
what
anything?
What is that, Sean?
The typical Mets get hot, and this bleeds into what the Jet fan does, that little brother punching up thing where, ha-ha, we're back, you counted us out. Met fans, I think, have actually been really good about this recent hot streak and not, outkicking their coverage, if you will, fighting back at Yankee fans or anything. And that, for the first time, I have to say, is a Yankee fan who's, almost making that something that it is. The Met fans have actually been really good about this win streak, not with the taking shots, making it about themselves, Yankee kind of deal, Loogie.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I just get aggravated, and John did it there, when you start to move the goalposts, when you say, beat a good team. Well, we beat the Phillies.
Yeah.
We'll beat another good team. Well, we swept the Padres. They're not any good. So you want to dictate the rules to me, so we'll play who's in front of us, we'll beat them, and we see you in a week.
Now, the other thing I want to give the Mets credit for, they did something that takes courage as a little brother, and it is paying dividends. You try to be something that you're not, and you evidently have it blow back in your face. The fact that the Mets 5 days ago went to a little character named Grimace and said, Grimace, we want to put the ball in your hands, and we want you to throw out the first pitch.
What was the genesis of that, by the way?
Still don't know, but Tiki, listen.
Is it like an anniversary for McDonald's or something? Or
that I don't know, but even
or
if...
Or are they bringing back the Hamburglar and all those
this
guys?
This is what I was going to say. Even if it is an anniversary,
yeah.
Think about the McDonald's roster, okay? Ronald McDonald is the Yankees of McDonald's characters, right? He's the
true.
Most iconic, the
Fact.
Most, you know...
Yep, that's true.
Identifiable.
Right.
The Hamburglar, many the Atlanta Braves, if you will. Constantly good, always a nuisance. The fact that the Mets turned to Grimace, in many ways, Grimace represents the Mets. The forgotten amoeba blob of Major League Baseball.
the little brother, understudy.
I see what you're doing
the
here.
Mets didn't go for a main character. They went undercard. They went for Grimace. They acknowledge Grimace, of all the McDonald's characters, you represent us the most. And what has happened since? It's not Chris missing five games, the fan that called us a little while ago. It's that the Mets saw a little bit of themselves in Grimace. Grimace saw a little bit of himself in the Mets. And the two married each other, threw out a first pitch that was way better than anything 50 Cent did. And guess what happened? The Mets have not lost since. I think the Mets' acknowledgement of taking care of the little guy, if you will, shows that they're getting good karma for the little guy. And I got to tell you, I don't think it is a coincidence that they're 5-0 since Grimace threw out the first pitch.
I kind of see where you're going there, but... Yeah. Was Ronald McDonald not available?
Well, we don't know if he was ever asked.
He's serving jury duty right now, I think. With Evan. By the way, you know what's funny about this winning streak? It's like a great idea. Everybody wants to take credit for it.
Yeah.
Grimace wants, well, at least people giving him credit.
How could you not?
Me, power, positivity. Even Evan, who was as negative as it gets and wanted to do the yeah buts last week on Rico and on here, he was even talking about, well, I shaved my beard Memorial Day weekend, yes, and everything turned around. So everybody wants to now take credit for the Mets' success. Bottom line is, the team meeting, J.D. Martinez said that. Jorge Lopez is going to come out of the woodworks and say, I should deserve credit.
Who does deserve more credit, though, Evan or Grimace?
Grimace.
I'm going Grimace, too. Because the Mets still lost plenty of games around. They were 500 for a while right after the Memorial Day beard shave. Come on, Tiki.
I'm just looking at all. I'm in a rabbit hole right now.
Here we go.
The Ronald McDonald characters.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Grimace, because Grimace is the most immediate.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Did you know Ronald McDonald had a dog?
I didn't. Or maybe I forgot.
His dog's name is Sunday.
Named after an ice cream sundae.
Dog!
Exactly.
Okay.
And then there's Grimace. Then there's Birdie, the early bird.
Oh, I forgot about Birdie.
The Fry Kids. I remember the Fry
Kids.
There goes Tiki. Mayor McCheese. Officer Tiki. Big Mac. Captain Crook. Because he's trying to steal the fish fillet, which I actually liked.
How many criminals are in this world?
The Professor. The Hamburger Patch. Uncle... Oh, Grimacy. I guess he's related to Grimace.
I would hope.
The Happy Meal Gang, the McNugget Buddies, Cosmic, and Trash Can.
What, were they all just toys at some point handed out?
I don't remember half of these characters.
Now they get cardboard houses they put together.
But now I kind of want to see them. Why was there never a Ronald McDonald, Ronald McDonald cartoon or something? Because there's
maybe
a ton of developed... I mean, there's like...
Maybe they had like a book cartoon?
Dude, there are descriptions about every single one of these guys.
So maybe the Mets should just keep trotting out all these characters.
Yes, that's my point. Right, bring out all the Ronald McDonald characters.
The French Fry Kids are going to throw out the first pitch at the Subway Series. Unbelievable.
The Griddler. A short-lived McDonaldland character from 2003 to 6 to promote McGriddles by stealing them from Ronald and his friends.
How many are happening in the McDonald's world.
Yeah.
Everybody's stealing something.
Mac Tonight? Dude had to be a pimp.
I kind of remember one, two. Yeah, no, yeah. I've been, I remember him as a kid. Tiki's right. I'm looking at a picture of it. There's a pirate. There's a scallywag with a little parrot on his shoulder. Here.
Everybody's stealing something. It's ridiculous. All right, Justin in Florida. Justin, what's up? Justin?
How we doing today, guys?
What's up, Justin?
How we doing? I wanted to jump on the line with you guys real quick because everyone keeps bringing up the most recent Phillies and Diamondbacks to kind of give the Mets semi-what hope. But everyone's forgetting one team from 5 years ago, which was the Washington Nationals, which if you look this up right now, this current date, June 17th, 2019, they were 4 games below 500.
Good job, Justin.
They were 34 and 38. We're 33 and 37. So if you want to look for a team and give hope where no one, if you talk to anyone about the Washington Nationals this time in 2019, no one's picking them to win the World Series. Now, am I saying the Mets are going to win the World Series? Probably not. But regardless.
At least you're giving us a reason.
But you're giving us a precedent. Like, you're giving us the example that fits the current Mets situation.
Exactly. Because I think that team gets forgotten about for whatever reason, but... That's the perfect example to never lose hope.
Right.
And back then, they didn't even have 3 wild cards.
Right.
We had, two?
And unlike the Phillies and unlike the Diamondbacks, they actually won the World Series.
Right.
They beat the Astros that year.
the thing I take away from that World Series is something that the Edmonton Oilers had. They had the girls flashing themselves behind home plate, if you remember. So maybe we need a Met fan to step up. That was Julia Rose, if I think was her name.
I think you're right. I'll look that one
and
up.
And she got banned from all Major League parks. So
did she really?
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, will there be a Met fan that does that to thrust themselves into being the 2019?
That's what you remember from the 2019 Washington Nationals.
Tiki. It's a National Astro World Series. The Yankees had their hearts broke again.
Mm-hmm.
And two women lift up their shirts behind home plate. What are you taking away from that World Series? Juan Soto?
Yeah, maybe,
I was not.
Maybe Juan Soto. Rendon was great that year as well.
Yeah. And so were the two women sitting behind home plate. They were great. Greg in Manhattan. Greg, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Tiki, been a Giant fan forever. First game was with my dad when I was 7.
Nice.
I'm 54 now. Loved you forever.
I appreciate that, dude.
Wanted to bring up, you left one McDonald's character out.
Who's
you left
that?
Out Mayor McCheese.
Oh, McCheese.
Mayor McCheese.
Who could forget that election?
Hold on. Let me bring up.
He had a sash and everything.
Let me find Mayor McCheese. Mayor McCheese was an enormous cheeseburger who appeared from 1971. This thing goes all the way back to the 70s?
What, did they just stop doing characters
after a while? I don't know. It's all the way to 2008. So it obviously went way into the, you know, the millennium.
I guess we used to get these toys.
A burger for a head. He had a top hat, a diplomatic sash.
There goes Tiki.
So should the Mets have brought out Mayor McCheese and not Grimace?
Maybe.
Not Grimace.
Though the character was dropped during the streamlining of the characters in the mid-80s, he did appear in a 1999 VHS called The Wacky World of Ronald McDonald.
Wow.
Dude, I got to go find it. I got to go find where Tiki. The Wacky World of Ronald McDonald is streaming.
Tiki right will not pay attention at all again to the NBA Finals. He will be finding this. One more quick one right now. Tom in Scotch Plains. Tom, what's up?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys, how are you? I can't. This is a big honor. I get my two favorite, Tiki and Loogie. You guys are my favorites.
I appreciate it.
And I've spoken to everybody else on the station.
Feel good about that, Tom.
So the Grimace, there's a story behind it. Last year, my daughter's a teen, and they came out with a purple milkshake called the Grimace. And they brought him back, and it went viral. So all the teens ran in for these purple milkshakes, and they stopped making them, so they're bringing them back again.
Purple
milkshakes. Why the Mets ended up with Grimace.
Oh,
it's a
that's
big promotion.
Why.
All right. Tom, one more question.
Milkshake comes back every summer.
All right, so we're going to have to check that out. How do you feel about Sean Morash on the fan, if Tiki and Loogie are your favorites?
So I like Sean, but he's a hockey guy. But Loogie, I love you, man.
Thanks, man.
And then I'm a Tiki fan. I'm a Giant fan. And just to be on with Tiki, you're the voice of reason. Thank God they have all these guys have you, or else it'd be a one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Right, it'd be a free-for-all.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate all the fandom. Hey, Sean, how do you feel about that?
I feel good. Feel real good.
Real good. 888-808-1019. Evan's still on jury duty. All right, we come back. Continue to take your calls on Mets, Grimace, and, of course, a bit of a lost weekend for the Yankees in Fenway. Anything to panic about? Beep, beep. Push the horn. We'll take your calls and talk Yankees coming up next. Sean and Tiki on Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.